Dear Editor, City of North Van Council approves final changes to St. Andrews Avenue. I am writing to express my and many neighbors' dismay at the 4-3 vote by North Vancouver City Council on January 22 to proceed with staff-recommended changes on St. Andrews Avenue from Keith Road to 9th Street. Council had multiple opportunities to halt this unnecessary and unneeded project on these six blocks. Doing so would have required leadership from the elected officials to pause the project and direct staff to take a long, hard look at alternative designs. That did not happen. Leadership was denied. Instead, staff hired three consultants, two to review the design and a third to conduct a pseudo-public engagement process. Originally, council directed staff to come up with a plan to slow speeds on the street, but as we now know, staff made it about far more than speed. After 2 months of backlash from the public, council apologized for how this project was rolled out and how it was communicated. They promised to do better. That did not happen. Design decisions made by staff provided them with the data used to justify the need for a protected bike lane and allowed them to dismiss Hub Cycling and Residences' recommendation for a neighborhood bikeway. The final straw came January 22 when council voted to approve final changes to the street. The vote was 3-3 with Counts Holly Back, Don Bell and Shervin Shariari voting against, all with sound reasons for doing so. It certainly looked like those who voted in favor, Counts Tony Valente, Angela Gerard and Jessica McElroy, held their noses and voted, yes. Gerard said how the selected concept was a good option for keeping everyone happy. It wasn't. At that moment, the message to Mayor Linda Buchanan was clear. Do the right thing and vote against the recommendation. Buchanan voted in favor, saying, "This has been a long and difficult conversation, and I think we can all agree that it's time to move forward." "We do not agree it's time to move forward, Mayor Buchanan. You failed to lead, and supported staff at the expense of the public." Dennis Hilton, St. Andrews Avenue, North Vancouver. What are your thoughts? Send us a letter via email by clicking here or post a comment below.